Scrubbing up for surgery, specialist eye surgeon Alon Barsam is about to carry out a cornea transplant. Every year there are between 3,000 to 4,000 cornea transplants in the UK. Here at Luton and Dunstable Hospital, Mr. Barsam carries out around 50 of these operations each year. And today I've been given access to witness this sight-saving procedure. Alon, tell us what's happening.
What we're doing today is a corneal transplant. Sylvia has a condition called Fuchs endothelial dystrophy. It means that the back layer of her cornea doesn't work properly, and that means that the vision becomes cloudy and blurry. And we'll just spend 15, 20 minutes just preparing the tissue, and then we'll get going.
If Sylvia didn't have this transplant, what could happen to her eyesight?
Well, it's not really a could. It's a certainty that she would eventually lose sight and go completely blind.
Sylvia Randall is 56 years old. Her condition, Fuchs dystrophy, is a common cause of blindness and usually affects people in their 50s and 60s. This transplant is the only option to save Sylvia's vision.
Open your eyes wide as you can. Sylvia is getting the new cornea ready now. Can I pause this?
This is my first time looking into the operating theatre. I'm all gowned up, ready to witness every step into this sight-saving procedure. And right in front of me is Sylvia. She's laying on the operating theatre with a sterile sheet over her. She is awake and she's under local anaesthetic. I'm just going to have a quick word with Alon now. Alon, can you talk me through what you're doing?
We're just loading the membrane transplant into a little injector. What I'm doing now is I'm just putting it inside the front part of the patient's eye. Nowadays, we don't transplant the entire cornea because we find that that's unnecessarily invasive. We just transplant the layer of the cornea that's diseased.
Of all organs, donors are most reluctant about donating their eyes. 11% say no to cornea donation, compared to less than 1% who refuse to donate their kidneys. Giving the gift of vision is something Mr. Barsam is urging for.
The ability to restore and prevent sight loss is a fantastic thing, so I would really encourage anyone listening to register as an organ donor to allow life to continue once yours doesn't.
For Sylvia, how long will it be until she can see?
I'd expect her vision to gradually improve and probably get to its best level by about the 6-week time point, but it depends how the new cells take. With a new layered approach to corneal transplant surgery, the risk of complications and rejection is significantly lower, but it's never eradicated completely.
Now in recovery, Sylvia is realising her life has changed for the better.
Everything would be brighter for me because through that eye everything was dull. It'd be just nice to have my eyesight back. So I'm very, very grateful for the cornea donations because it's given me a different life.
Sylvia is about to start her journey and is ready to live a new life with sight. One man 3 years down the line from his cornea transplant has had a remarkable recovery. Nick Day from Timperley thought he would never be able to watch his son play football again.
3 years ago I probably would have been listening to this game, trying to rely on the other parents to tell me what the situation was on the pitch. After he had the graft, it was like someone had turned the light on. I could make out the faces on the pitch, which I could never do before. It's quite an amazing transformation.